Affectionate love is the key. This warm, pleasant, happy feeling, regarding them as pleasant, you know, when we see them, when we think about other living beings, we have a pleasant feeling. If we have an unpleasant feeling, we don't have affectionate love. Okay? Affectionate love removes all those unpleasant feelings. So this is a key way of knowing. If you've got affectionate love for all living beings, and you see or think about any living being, there's no unpleasantness there, just a pleasant feeling rising all the time. You're concentrating on your mind of affectionate love. Now, there are still some conditions and some obstructions we have to remove in order to develop this mind. So here in Joyful Path, Geshe-la explains, there are three necessary things, or three things we need to do to generate affectionate love. First of all, to contemplate the benefits of generating affectionate love. Every one of Buddha's teachings, more or less, he presents the benefits, first of all, just like a clever businessman who is giving us all the benefits of his product. He's saying, look, if you buy this, you'll get this, 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 this. So this is one thing. Secondly, we need to collect together all the conducive conditions for developing affectionate love. And finally, we need to eliminate the obstacles to developing it. So, benefits. No time to say much, but maybe just one benefit. Most famous one. Coming from Precious Garland of Advice for the King by Nagarjuna. He said, this is one of the main benefits of affectionate love. By meditating on love for just one moment, we accumulate more merit than we do by offering food to all living beings three times every day. Okay, so we should be interested in merit by now. We should be interested in collecting good fortune, because with it, we can propel ourselves towards our goal. And here Nagarjuna is pointing out that one moment of meditation on love for all living beings is more beneficial, it's more meritorious than giving food to each and every living being three times every day. We understand about the second part. We understand how it's meritorious to give food to all living beings. We understand that's good fortune. But we don't understand about the second. Why not? Because we don't understand, probably, that if we meditate on pure love for all living beings every day, what's happening is we're empowering our mind to enlightenment. When we become enlightened, we can benefit all living beings by giving them pure and everlasting happiness, which is much more important than just feeding them. Giving food to all living beings is just a temporary benefit. Yes, it's good. It's good to benefit living beings by feeding them, of course. But giving them the nourishment of full enlightenment is much more meaningful. So this is why one moment's meditation on love is more beneficial. Anyway, no time to talk about the other benefits, but there are lots of benefits of affectionate love, such as, you know, we're always happy. People love us. People are happy to help us. We're protected from harm and poison, and all kinds of protections come from the mind of love. It's often called the great protector, we say. Love is the great protector. Then, secondly, we need all these conditions, special conditions for developing affectionate love. Well, we already met them. I already mentioned them. They are the three or the four essential steps leading up to affectionate love. We need to have equanimity. We need to recognize our living beings as our kind mothers. We need to remember their kindness. We need to develop the wish to repay their kindness. These are essential conditions for affectionate love to come. And then, thirdly, we need to eliminate the obstacles to affectionate love. So these obstacles, they sound a little bit like the obstacles to, the ones we tried to remove with the meditation on equanimity. They're quite similar, but a little bit more subtle, I think. So main obstacle to developing affectionate love is we just don't like people. We just don't like them, you know. So how are we going to remove that obstacle? Geshe-la says the main obstacle is the feeling of dislike towards others. And we can't have affectionate love towards all mother living beings while we continue to feel glad to meet some of them and irritated when meeting others. So So even sometimes we have equanimity. So we spend a lot of time on this, but then we meet someone and we're triggered once again. We're kind of unhappy in their presence. So we still need to do some more work here. So what do? Again, we use this special way of thinking. Think correctly, according to Buddha's teachings. He says, we should think like this. When we meet someone we dislike, yeah, this is if we seriously want to develop affectionate love, we think like this. I feel dislike for this person, but my attitude is incorrect. My perception is incorrect. My perception is mistaken. So this is wisdom, isn't it? If a person who can say that to themselves has a lot of Dharma wisdom already, understanding my attitude wrong, because I'm regarding them as my kind mother. They gave me lots of kindness. I want to repay their kindness. Why do I dislike them? So just telling themselves, remember, this person appears to be unpleasant, but this appearance has arisen only because I'm paying inappropriate attention to the faults he seems to possess. So when we see faults in others, these are actually projected from our own impure mind. Living beings have no faults. Living beings have no faults. Yes, they may possess delusions, which are the faults, but the delusions and the sentient beings are always distinct. So no living beings possesses any. No living being has any faults. So if we see faults in others, it's just a projection from our mind. Yeah. Ultimately, living beings, like everything, are empty of inherent existence. They don't exist from their own side. They don't have the qualities that we're projecting onto them, and particularly they don't have these qualities. So we need to bring in this way of thinking at this point and say to ourselves, I've made a big mistake. I'm thinking in the wrong way.